In the amazing book, Souls Visit Me by Maria Sima, we learn three things that we can do to fight against the devil. She was often attacked by the evil one. You need to hear about these incidents and what she did. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now, whenever you help the souls in purgatory as much as Maria Sima did, this draws the attention of hell and brings upon you all these attacks. However, we should always see that as a good thing. Whenever we are following Jesus Christ and whenever we are trying to do any good for the kingdom or any good at all, we will be attacked. We should not be afraid. Rather, we should learn from the experience of others who have gone before us so that we can win these battles. Let's get right into this. Just as the devil, in the case of the above-mentioned steward of a convent who was killed in an accident, caused great confusion, so he also came frequently to Maria Sima to frighten her and divert her from her work of atonement. Sometimes he appeared as an angel of light, once in the form of Pastor Reich von Nersing, who for a time had been her confessor, then again as Canon Sattler, chaplain at St. Joseph's Institute, and again as Sister Superior of the Sacred Heart Sisters in Hall in the Tyrol. Canon Sattler was almost canonizing Maria to make her proud. Pastor Reich von Nersing and the Superior of Hall tried to persuade her to withdraw her vow of total consecration to Mary, according to St. Louis Marie de Grignot de Montfort. From this, she recognized that she was dealing with Satan in disguise, and she chased him off with the words, "If you are the devil, I command you in the name of Jesus to leave me." She sprinkled holy water and everything disappeared. So I lied to you. There was actually four things that we can do. Did you hear that? Memorize this and write it. And some of you have already commented on different videos of these words. If you are the devil, I command you in the name of Jesus to leave me. Say those words with confidence and with conviction. And then she sprinkled with holy water. Everything disappeared. That is an amazing formula that all of us should have in our hearts and minds. It was especially harassing in Holy Week of 1954. The Blessed Mother had told her beforehand that during that week, great trials and sacrifices would await her, and she would have to suffer them alone. About this, Maria Sima jotted down the following. From the 10th of April to the 17th of 1954, the devil had almost complete control over me. It seemed to me that I was rather in hell than on earth. As a reason, the devil alleged that I had often confessed and communicated unworthily, and that once I had committed a serious sin and had lightly passed it over. Take notes of these different ways that the devil attacked her. I answered, "I know nothing about that." Thereupon his answer was, "This is because your conscience has already become so dormant that you are now entirely in my power. These apparitions of poor souls are deceptions caused by us. None of these souls has been released. We told you this time and again, and your stupidity, you didn't notice it. Now you must bitterly feel that it is so." And he added that because I was thrown into hell through my stupidity, he wouldn't be too hard on me and wouldn't give me the worst place in hell. In short, I thought from all this that I was in hell. Sometimes the deceptions of the devil are so strong that we can't help but believe. Do not underestimate his power and how much God can sometimes allow him to do to you. Now and then the devil made a terrible uproar, as if the whole house would collapse or was ablaze, or again a flame would suddenly flare up in the room, or it seemed a shot was suddenly fired right before Maria Sima's bed. A poor soul consoled her, "Do not be surprised that you have to suffer also from the evil one. The tempter is allowed to torment souls in purgatory also, and even cruelly, in order to purify them. Listen, it is done not out of wrath, but out of mercy. For these souls are vessels of mercy destined for eternal glory." So when we hear that the souls in purgatory can sometimes be tormented by evil spirits or the devil, we should not be scandalized at that truth, but understand why God is doing it. I warn you, Satan is most enraged about you. He wants to throw you into confusion wherever he can. Take those as words to you too. Could he torment you as he would like to, he would tear you into small pieces. You would not be able to receive or read any literature, the contents of which is a help for the souls in purgatory. Do you see how Satan hates literature on purgatory and how he hides it? He has hidden thousands of books on purgatory that we can no longer find and are no longer translated into our modern language. But God and the souls in purgatory bring them to me and to you so that we can grow in our knowledge. He can harm you only so much as God permits. God is in control, not the devil, because you are under the special protection of the Mother of God. And the devil fears her as one fears death by the sword. Note to self, he is looking for every opportunity to take that revenge on you. He even wants to get you so confused that you will take back your vow of dedication to the Blessed Mother, thus breaking off communication with the poor souls. Again, reinforcing what I have said in another video, the secret of Maria Sima is her consecration to Mary, which is our secret as well. I warn you, with such tricks, he has already succeeded with other souls, some of whom he has even thrown into hell. Especially those lost souls would be glad to get you where they are themselves. So even holy people who are doing holy things in life can be deceived and end up in hell. Fear not, be humble. The more unassuming you are, the less power the hellish fiend will have over you. That is the central point. That should be the pillar of our lives, to be humble, dirt-like. Humus is the origin of the word humble. To think ourselves nothing without God. I am nothing without God. Repeat that to yourself all throughout the day, every day of your life. I am nothing without God. And with God, I can do everything. The more unassuming you are, the less power the hellish fiend will have over you. Moreover, we are there to help you. But above all, the Mother of Mercy will assist you. The souls in purgatory are powerful soldiers against the evil one. We fight fire with fire. We fight the fires of hell with the fires of purgatory. Now that is awesome. And go to Our Lady under that title, Mother of Mercy, because you are calling upon that particularly powerful aspect of God working through the Blessed Mother. Awesome. Maria reports from 9 p.m. on December 2nd, 1954, until 4:30 a.m. the following day, I suffered as if from glowing flames. Not a poor soul was to be seen. I was in great desolation. Now and then I heard a hellish uproar and was seized by a great fear. Then a hellish voice screamed, "Soon we shall come to get you, you stupid thing." It was terrifying, almost enough to drive me to despair. The worst thing was that I felt also forsaken by God. I could not pray, and I felt as a prey of the devil. Early the following morning at 4:30 a.m., the torture and the horrible fear of hell suddenly ceased. What can we possibly do if we ever face such temptations and struggles such as this? One thing for us to know, if we're going to be holy, we have to face them. We cannot avoid these types of situations. Every saint had them. So if you want to be a saint and to go to heaven, you have to want to be a saint. So therefore, you have to want what I'm about to say. God will let you face the devil. And what is the lesson that we need to learn? That even in those circumstances that we do not like at all, God is in control. And we cannot learn that but the hard way. So that's where we be humble. We ask the souls in purgatory to assist us greatly, and we run to Our Lady under that title, Mother of Mercy, and have that bottle of holy water always near you. God bless you, and I will see you in the next one.